Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Fan After Dark on 105.3 The Fan. Not Jake, not Brake, not Elliot, not Fred, not Khaki, not Dylan. But no, you got me, Chris Arnold, holding it down for the next hour. Oh, I forgot to mention Trevor the Creator. I mean, you got to have him too. Come on, got to have all the crew. The normal Fan After Dark. We're going to hold it down for you for the next hour. Then you got some Texas Rangers pregame getting ready for the final game of that series against the Angels. The Rangers trying to avoid the gentleman's sweep, if you know what I mean, and I think you do. 877-881-1053. That's the Frankel and Frankel Entry Attorneys text line. We always say to all the Tolos out there and all the fatties out there, thank you for letting us ride shotgun with you and you and you. Are you playing some Childish Gambino?
You know I am, CA.
We got Jacob Ray in the Pimp Cup. New guy Jake in the Pimp Cup.
It's a two-man wrecking crew here tonight, CA.
That's right. Getting it done. Holding it down. He's on the ones and twos. 877-881-1053. That's the Franklin Trankle Injury Attorney's text line. Like I said, we always tell the fatties and the Tolos, we appreciate you letting us ride shotgun while you do what you do. And on a Thursday, some people are getting off work, headed out, where they can watch that Cooper flag game, or they're headed home. They might be on the stuck on the side of the road. They might be still working. It's a gig economy. You might be door dashing, Uber eating. You might be delivering some packages, Amazon. What did Brown do for you today? All of those. It could be you, you, or you. Let us know what you got going on. 877-881-1053. And yes, we will give you that shout out. I mentioned Cooper flag. Yes, today is that day. Not everybody can be in front of the TV right now. Like I said, you might be stuck in traffic. You might be driving cross country. We got Tolos that do that all the time, and they listen to us on the Odyssey app, coast to coast, worldwide. If that's you, we got you covered. Jacob Ray, your job tonight, all through this hour, give us some Cooper Flag updates. I'm looking at the ESPN right now. The Oklahoma City Thunder just beat Brooklyn Nets in their summer league game. Cooper Flag is out on the floor. He's about to do some warm-ups, so this game's going to tip off in just a little while here. By the way, do you have that one little piece of audio I was looking for?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay, so listen up. So listen up, everybody. We're going to tell you about Cooper Flag, how long we think he's going to play, how many games he's going to play in this summer league. By the way, the Mavericks have 5 summer league games. You can give us your guesses if you want. At the same time, we're going to tell you how long the superstar top 5 picks in the past, how many games they play, how many minutes they probably play, all of those things. And how much will Cooper Flag dominate the ball, even though he's going to be the point guard? You know, he's the point guard. Jason Kidd wants to make him uncomfortable. He wants him to grow. He knows he's comfortable at the 4 and at the 3, but he wants to see he can handle the point guard. Here's the deal. We're going to ask you all these questions and answer them for you. But before all of that, the Mavericks on X, a.k.a. Twitter, tweeted out a little clip. It's like a speed round asking Cooper Flag questions about him that you never knew. I find it kind of interesting. Gives you a little bit of his personality. And I bet that some of these you did know and some of them you didn't. Here's Cooper Flag answering the speed round questions this quick.
What's something fans will be surprised to know about you?
I play golf.
If you have a day off, what are you doing?
Sleeping.
What's your go-to hype song?
Finito.
What's a movie you could quote from start to finish?
One of the Harry Potter movies.
What's the last show you binge watched?
Love Island.
What's your dream vacation spot?
Dubai.
What's your lock screen on your phone right now?
Generic, like, color.
What's a famous person in your contacts?
Jason Tatum.
One drill you hated growing up?
Mike and drill.
What's your dream car?
Bugatti.
He woke up and he won a Bugatti! That's a little bit about Cooper Flag. Any of those things catch your attention, Jake?
I like the fact that he played golf. I'm not going to lie to you. We heard that in the presser, they asked him if there was any professional golfers in Dallas he wanted to play with, like Bryson or Scotty, and he said if they give him some strokes. So I'm glad he threw that one in there.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't have any hobbies other than golf. He likes it. He's a gym rat. He just stays in the gym.
Yep.
So I'm expecting him to be focused. I'm expecting him to try to reach some of those goals he's always dreamed about. And Cooper Flag, like I said, he's going to be playing in minutes here, and we will give you the updates all the while we're on the air for this next hour or so. By the way, we got some Tolos texting in right now. 214 says, heading home after working 12 hours in this Texas sun and thinking of our fellow Texans in the Hill Country. That's right. There's a lot of people trying to, you know, salvage some things down there. They're still looking for some people. And, of course, we're surrounding everybody down there with some loves and some prayers. So keep that in mind. At the same time, it is so humid. It is it's already humid in the summertime anyway. It's not even 100 degrees yet. We're the 10th of July. We're lucky on that part. But if you're outside today, woo, it feels like you're on the Gulf Coast somewhere. Let's see. The 214 says, C.A., Jacob, washing the pickup and texting Freddie D and busting his chops for not being here. That's from Jagon and Terrell, longtime Tolo and Fatty. 817 says, what's up, CA? It's your Bounty's Empanada 2, a.k.a. Chef Key from Fam Phenom in Mansfield a few years ago. My daughter's still playing soccer. I coach her at the Y. We love the fan making empanadas for tonight. Tolo, got you down, man. Let's see. Ship shop until I drop Tolo 9A. From 9 a.m. to 11 p.m., don't stop. That's from the 616, getting it done. It's like I said, it's a gig economy, man. Everybody's be doing their thing all the time. Let's see. Another Tolo says, Fatties, hey, C.A., we know you're locked in. Freddie's in the janitor. Oh, we know you locked Freddie in a janitor's closet there at the station. Make sure he's at work in the morning. Let's go, Rangers. All right, SNS. Here's the deal. Fred is going to be on tomorrow morning with RG Choppy. It's going to be interesting because their voices are so much alike.
Same people.
Everybody's. What did Lucius say? Spider-Man meme.
Yeah.
Let's see another one. 214, headed home to work after working 12 hours. Yeah, we heard you. Let's see. Ennis to Maybank, as usual, every night. What's good, CA? That's the 903 driving through. Another Tolo from the 469. What channel is Cooper Flag on? ESPN, the main one. Not ESPN2, not ESPN, name a different one, but it's the main one. And that's because there's so much attention. It's the Mavericks taking on the Lakers. No, it's not Luka versus, you know, Kyrie. Kyrie's injured, of course. Luka, by the way, Luka's, they say he's in shape, you know?
They say he's in shape.
Did you hear what the new center from the Lakers, DeAndre Ayton, said?
I did not, no.
Oh, boy. He said something. I think he was excited because he was signing his, you know, Portland bought out his contract. He signs with the Lakers. And he and Luka are friends.
Same draft class.
And they have the same age. And I'm not saying they're tight friends, but they know each other. He said, I heard Luka's ripped. I can't wait to start working with ripped Luka. I'm like, man, wait a minute. Slow your roll. Now everybody's the expectation. You know these Laker fans are out of control.
Yeah.
He's just, they think their whole offseason sucks. Laker fans just see no light at the end of the tunnel right now. That's very dramatic. But he said Luka's ripped. We have not seen any evidence that is the case. I hope he's in shape.
Yeah.
For his sake. Don't tell those Laker fans.
Got to be the first ripped. Time Luka and ripped has been using the same sentence.
Like I said, he didn't do him a favor then. So let's talk Cooper Flag. Cooper Flag versus Bronny. The Lakers already played a couple of summer league games. The Mavericks haven't played any yet. They took off on Wednesday and they're there now in Las Vegas. I'm looking to see what kind of celebrity is going to be on the sidelines. What former NBA stars just happen to be around. Maybe they're doing a podcast on the sidelines, courtside. I'm also looking to see if any of Cooper's teammates, his current teammates, may be there. I'm not talking about the other summer league guys. I'm not talking about the guys he's going to be playing with. I'm talking about, like, some veterans. He's met several. I went out to dinner with a few. I think he went out to dinner with Dwight Powell, Najee Marshall. He went to dinner with, this is the same dinner. Let's see who else was there. Max Christie. And I want to say PJ Washington went there too. So what other Mavericks are hanging out in Las Vegas? We're going to find out. And a lot of people are wondering, how many points will Cooper Flagg score? How many rebounds? How many assists? How many blocks? How many steals? Now remember, he's playing point guard. And for those who aren't keeping up, when he was playing at Duke just this one and done season, coach had him playing point forward. Now he said, I was only playing point forward in the half court. I was setting some things up. J. Kidd wants to see him go coast to coast. He wants to make him uncomfortable.
Yeah. So he was the main facilitator there at Duke, though.
Exactly.
In that offense. So he can do it. He can absolutely do it.
And I said this before. Since he was 14 years old, he said all eyes on him. Mm-hmm. Some people think, oh, he was just growing up in Maine and he just developed. No, he and his twin brother and his older brother, who's 21, Hunter Flagg, and his twin brother, Ace, they were on an AAU team that was based out of Maine, and they flew all over the country. And he spent his last year in high school down in Florida at a high school basketball factory. He's ready, been ready. So I think he's going to be up to the task. How long will he play? They're saying, first of all, Mark Stein is reporting that he's going to at least play two games with the Mavericks. He said he's set to play two games. It could be more than that. In the past, there have been players that said, well, yeah, we're going to play them a little bit, but they don't play them that much. I'm talking about top five picks. Last year's one overall pick, that kid from France that nobody ever heard from of the place for Atlanta, the big kid from France. There's two of them, by the way, they got drafted. The one named Zachary.
Richer.
Zachary Richer. Yeah. He played just two games with Atlanta because of a quad contusion. He had an injury. Victor Wembanyama, Wemby, who, by the way, was working out south of Lamar here in Dallas.
Really?
Yeah, at the gym down there. They were working him out before he got drafted. He was already in the state of Texas, and he still comes back to Dallas to work out with his own trainer. He went to China, of course, to hang out with the monks. But you know what's dangerous?
He did a retreat, right?
He was in a retreat.
Yeah.
Retreat. He was becoming all with one. Mm-hmm. Woosa, woosa. And he was eating healthy, but he was also learning more martial arts. All I could think about was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
They were in a movie together. Just saying, watch out. Wemby might have a couple more moves in him. When he played with the Spurs in his rookie year in the summer league, he played in two games, and they shut him down to, what'd they say? Load management. They shut him down. Summer league load management. They said the reason why, because he had a long season in France. Paolo Banchero, from another kid from Duke. Orlando, they did the same plan for him in 2022. He was top pick in the draft. He's a super stud, man. I mean, this dude is a baller.
Didn't he come into the league, though? He had, like, cramping issues, right? That was, like, at the beginning of his career, he would lose, like, 7 pounds a game just from sweating and cramping. So maybe that was part of it. But.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they got to take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, these guys now. But they're thinking that, you know, Cooper's going to play at least the first two summer league games. He could play more. He's only 18 and a half. The second game was interesting to me. It's one thing he's going up against Bronny and the Lakers. They're introducing the Lakers lineup. There's Bronny right there. Oh, here comes Cooper Flag. Those uniforms aren't bad. What do you think about those uniforms?
I like them.
Number 32.
Yeah, I like them.
It's soft white. It looks like summertime. They're definitely not, you know, regular season uniforms. They're kind of soft white. And the Lakers are wearing not a harsh gold or yellow. It's kind of a soft yellow.
You know, it's probably a soft white because everybody's tan, you know. It kind of blends in a little bit better because everybody's been outside.
Yeah, it's a desert out there. But yeah, I'm expecting him. And by the way, the second game I was talking about, it's going to be against the Spurs. It's going to be on Saturday. That's where he goes up against Dylan Harper. He's a true point guard. The number 3 overall pick. Shoot, that's Ron Harper's son. I can't wait to see that matchup. And by the way, they're about to do the tip-off. We're not going to do any play-by-play, but we will keep you updated. How many points do you see Cooper Flagg scoring?
I got him.
Give me a box score.
I'm going to go 15, 5 rebounds. And since he's running point, I'll give him 6 assists. I'd like a block or two, maybe a steal or two. But mm-hmm. Say 15, 5, and 6.
Okay. I'm gonna do the same thing. I'm going to say, 16 points. 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 block shots. Keep it simple. I don't think he's nervous by any means, and I think he's up to the challenge and the talent. He's probably the most talented guy on the floor. By the way, the Lakers do have a sophomore or a guy who was a rookie last year. Dalton Connect is out there because Connect wasn't doing anything in the last half of the year.
Yeah.
They're like, show us something, Connect. Those Laker fans are mad at him.
He went off in the summer league last year, too.
Mm-hmm. They had high expectations.
He was one of the top players, yeah.
Yeah, high expectations. So we will keep you updated with Cooper Flagg stuff. Meanwhile, the Dallas Mavericks did make some news. They have started filling out this coaching staff nicely. For those who don't know, yeah, they lost a couple of guys. They lost Sean Sweeney, Guy Shamgod, and Jared Dudley. They went to the Spurs, Magic, and Nuggets, respectively. But Jay Kidd, you know he's prepared. He had a plan B, and his plan B is strong. And guess what the common denominator in all these assistant coaches? They got rings! Yes, they got championship pedigrees. You already know about Frank Vogel. When Jay Kidd was the defensive coordinator for the Lakers in the bubble and they won that championship, Frank was the head coach. Now they swapped it. Frank's the associate head coach for the Dallas Mavericks. The Mavericks lost 6 assistant coaches the last 5 months. Yeah, they filled all those positions right now. Jay Triano, he was also with the Lakers, got that ring with Vogel and Jay Kidd. They brought back a fan favorite from back in the day, who's been with the Nuggets as an assistant coach, former Maverick Popeye Jones, who was on the roster when there were the 3 J's with Jason Kidd, Jim Jackson, and Jamal Mashburn. He was the other J, Jones, the 4th J. If you were there, you would know. Popeye Jones, he's been an assistant coach. Let's see where he's been. He's been in a couple of places. How about he's been with the Nuggets, the Nets, the Pacers, and the Sixers. And I said the Nuggets, he got a ring with Jokic. All right, with the Joker. He got a ring with Joker. But he's also known as in hockey circles. You know that? His son.
I did not know that.
He's got 2 sons playing in the NHL.
Really?
One of his sons, I think it's Seth, won the Stanley Cup with the Panthers. Look it up. Seth Jones, born in Arlington. That's Popeye's son. He
Rings
got 2 sons
family,
in the NHL.
I guess, man.
They grew up on the Dallas Stars ice. I'm serious. That's not at the American Airlines.
Cool.
You know those little rinks around town?
Yeah.
That's where they were growing up. So anyway, the Mavericks have done that, and they've also added a noted addition to their training staff. They've hired former Bulls head strength and conditioning coach Jeff Pulse. And again, this is all moves around the league. Everybody going, yeah, the Mavericks getting this done. So keep an eye on that. We'll keep an eye on the Mavericks and the Lakers summer league game. The Lakers leading right now 7-3. Let you know what Cooper Flagg's doing. Coming up next, we're going to talk about them Cowboys. Dak was talking about his newest wide receiver, the pluses and the minus, next on 105.3 The Fan.
Back to 105.3 The Fan. This upcoming segment is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first, 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
Thanks, new guy Jake, a.k.a. Jacob Ray. Chris Arnold, M4 Fred and Blake, the Fan After Dark. Be here all the way to the top of the hour. And by the way, we are keeping you updated on the Cooper Flag debut with the Dallas Mavericks and NBA Summer League. It's being televised on ESPN. But we know Tolos and Fatties don't necessarily have access to a TV. You might be just driving around right now. You might be on your way somewhere to watch it. And then some of you might say, you know what? I don't really want to watch the game. I just want to know the highlights. So right now, 5 minutes and 13 seconds left in the first quarter. Lakers are leading the Mavericks 10-7. And Cooper Flag just went to the bench. Is that what's going on, Jake?
Yeah, Cooper Flag went to the bench with 5:38 left in the first quarter. So he played a little under 7 minutes.
Didn't score.
Did not score.
But Nembhard.
Tell you what, Ryan Nembhard is doing the thing, though. He's got 4 points. I think he got an assist as well.
That little guard, man, from Gonzaga. Yeah, he's the brother of the Indiana Pacers, Nembhard, who scared the hell out of the Oklahoma City Thunder and helped knock off those New York Knicks. We're going to talk about the Dallas Cowboys here in a minute, but I got to tell all the Tolos who like to get out and about. G-Bag Nation guys will be out and about again this time tomorrow at one of the hottest new spots in the DFW Metroplex, Pickler University in Carrollton, 2800 North I-35 East, just past the George Bush Toll Road. Come on out, learn all about pickleball in this amazing new club. Guys will be there tomorrow from 2 to 6:30 p.m. And why so early? Why they stopping at 6:30? How about you got an early start with the Rangers taking on the Astros down in Houston? We're going to get into some Rangers Astros talk and more. I say Rangers Astros. They're wrapping up with this Angels series tonight, hoping to avoid the gentleman sweep. But my thoughts on the Rangers are, if they're going to make any noise the second half of the season, the series with the Astros and the series with Detroit are the ones we got to look out for. Jake, you got something?
All right, Cooper Flag, heard you talking.
He's back in the game.
He scored his first points.
And guess what? I think Kyrie's at the game.
Let's go!
Yeah, Kyrie's at the game, sitting courtside. Cooper Flag, fast break dunk, and then a lead-taking two. So back-to-back buckets for the number one pick.
Nice! Cooper Flag set at his press. Oh, look at that pass! That assist for... Oh, it's almost a dunk. They didn't even call a foul. He threw a pass over the top of the rim. I forgot which backup player was trying to make the roster was jumping up that high, but it was a perfect pass. Dude was dunking it, and the Laker blocked it. Cooper Flag showing up. By the way, his little beard is growing in.
Yeah,
I didn't think he was capable. I thought it was like airbrushed, but no, there's the dunk. By the way, he said at his press conference, they said, what would you like your first NBA basket to be, a jump shot or a dunk? He said, I want to dunk on somebody's pumpkin head. I paraphrase, but that's what he meant. And he did it, at least in the summer league. Oh, yeah. So we mentioned, like I said, the Rangers taking on the Angels. Top of the hour is going to be the pregame show. I'm not even concerned about this game this evening. I want them to win, but I'm not concerned about it. To me, it's going to be what they do against the Astros and what they do against Detroit on the other side of the All-Star break. That's going to determine whether you should really focus on them or not. In the meantime, there's another team in town about to head out of town. Oh, yeah, you know we're talking about the Cowboys. We're the home of the Rangers, home of the Cowboys. Cowboys going off to Oxnard. Let's see, the KNC Masterpiece will join those boys out there, I think, the week of the 21st. Jerry and Steven's press conference is going to be on the 21st. And I think the first practice is going to be on the 22nd. Dak Prescott had a kids camp and he was talking to the media and they asked him all these things they didn't get a chance to talk to him about over the last couple of weeks. We already know he's in tip-top shape. We hope he stays healthy and he should have a fine year. But they asked him about what everybody wants to know. Why do you think it's going to work with George Pickens, your new wide receiver? Why do you think he's going to be the added value other than just, you know, he's a talented guy?
Yeah, a lot. I mean, that's a guy that loves football. That loves football. I mean, the guy's telling me about my college days. Like, and you don't know about Mississippi State college days unless you're a football guy, right? And sure, he's from Alabama and I was right there in that region. But, I mean, players that I played with, guys from his region, that right there, that knowledge, that involvement, that shows you a guy loves football. And that, to me, that deletes a lot of things that you've heard in the past about him. Great dude, loves his teammates, and excited as hell for this season. I know he is. I know he's happy to be in a fresh new spot, and I'm excited for what he's going to do for us.
He said deleted. I don't know if that deletes it, but I will say this. It does make you say, huh, and pause for a second, that he actually loves some football and keeps up with it. I say that because there are, kid you not, there are some football players, and it's not like a recent player. It's not like a Gen X thing or a Gen Alpha thing, Gen Z thing. It goes way back. Some of these guys really just play because they're talented and they don't care. And some guys, they don't even know the history of the team they're playing on. You know, the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders have to take quizzes and tests, and they may know more than about the Cowboys than some of the rookies on the team. I'm serious. It's a heart attack. It's a fact. Those girls, because they're out in public a lot, and they don't want the girls to represent the team and be dumb. They got to know who the quarterback is. They got to know who was the quarterback before that quarterback. They got to be able to answer, who the hell is Micah Parsons and what is his number? Moving right along, Dak was also asked how long it took for him to get to work with George Pickens.
Not long. As I said, having dealt with trades before, whether it been Amari Cooper, Brandon Cooks, I mean, go turn on that guy's tape. He's getting separation. He's got separation even when he's not getting the ball at times. And, hell, when he doesn't have separation, he's still making the catches. It's not going to be hard. For me, it's about getting that ball near that guy and letting him go be George Pickens. And you go turn on the tape, he's great at doing that.
Okay, so that's a good thing. They got the chemistry going. Because think about this. Whenever there's a holdout or whenever there's a contract dispute, you just hope that the guys who are holding out, they can hit the ground running and be on the same page with their teammates. And especially when it's the quarterback and the wide receiver. Well, there's no contract situation with George Pickens. It was just a trade situation. And Dak said he's been out there with him and they've been on the same page. And the other key thing to this is that George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb are really good friends. Let's go to cut number 5. This is Dak talking about Pickens and CeeDee Lamb working together. And by the way, you would think, since a lot of wide receivers can be divas, no, it's my team. Alpha dogs, whatever it is. Since they are friends, who's the dominant X? Who's just the wide receiver? Who's the slot receiver? Who's going to play what role? Are you going to count my catches? Am I going to count your catches? People want to know these things, and Dak says, well, guess what? They know each other, so it helps.
Yeah, for sure. That might be the best part about it. That's two guys that want the other guy to succeed just as much. That is literally the best part about those two men, is seeing it firsthand, just them two hanging out, and me, the bystander, I go in the house, you know, purposely for a little bit, you know, and just peeking at them. They love each other. They love each other's company. They love each other's game. They're just watch them on the field, them talking to each other, to them just being one-on-one, like I said, on the porch. They're going to push each other. And to be the guy that gets to get them the ball, it's exciting as hell, because you can turn on the OTA tapes and one of the guys, the ball's in the air and the other one's got his hands up celebrating already. That we just got to continue to grow that and continue to, yeah, make sure that that's trending the right way.
I hope that stays the case. I really, really do. Number one reason why I hope that stays the case, because George Pickens is in a contract year. Now, I don't know the guy. All I've seen is the highlights and the lowlights. And I've seen that Mike Tomlin, who is a well-respected coach, players love him, executives love him, other coaches say this guy's the real deal, talking about Mike Tomlin. And yet they said, we're going to trade him. We're going to trade Pickens. I've had enough of him. Because he gets very demonstrative when he's losing. That's what they say when he's losing. Well, he's in a contract year. Is he going to be demonstrative if they're not winning and he's not touching the ball? And I bring this up because it's not even about the ego of the wide receiver being a diva and saying, I need my touches, I need my catches, I need my targets. Sometimes the wide receiver's mentality is, if you just throw me the ball, we can win. Just throw me the damn ball and we'll win. There was a former Cowboy way back in the day. He had a little rhyme he used to say. He used to say, catching the ball is my bread and my meat. If I don't catch it, I don't eat. Dial 8-0 and Google up who that might be. Way back in the day. That was his nick. He was a great receiver. He said, catching the ball is my bread and my meat. If I don't catch it, I don't eat. Dial 8-0. So I'm wondering if George Pickens really is going to be okay if the Cowboys in December, that's a rough stretch at the end of the year, Jacob. It's a rough stretch. If they lose a few games and yet he doesn't have 1,000 yards yet.
It's definitely going to be interesting to see how long this honeymoon period lasts.
That's the kind of thing.
You know? Because Dak sounds excited. He sounds pumped up for this. And CeeDee sounds pumped up for this.
Well, they are because they haven't played any games yet.
Yeah, exactly.
And on paper, and the fact that they all get along, but guess what? Are they going to get along when, you know, you got to know who you want in the foxhole with you.
Do you think who's got your back? Do you think George Pickens could be the first big issue that Brian Schottenheimer deals with as a head coach? Or do you think other things will come up before then?
You think you're saying is he the biggest thing Shotty's going to have to deal with?
Yeah, this season.
I'm going to tell you what he's got to deal with on a whole. I love the fact that they've thrown out the word culture where people are almost getting tired of it, but it does mean a lot. It doesn't win you games. It gives you a chance, though. It gives you a shot. And I was saying a couple of weeks ago that since the regular season, first of all, preseason, nobody's going to play, especially the last game. You know, quarterback's not going to play. So it's like, okay, preseason, they're not getting any chemistry in. And Oxnard, they're not doing two-a-days. Nobody does two-a-days anymore.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So it helps when you know everybody on both sides of the ball. It helps when you get to know these guys and you go to war with them, and that's your guy, that's your boy, that's your dog. So if you got that culture, that chemistry, and that chemistry and culture are the same thing, it helps. But it ain't going to help Shotty if they don't win, if they lose some games early on. And I'm thinking they might be able to win some games early on because of the culture. They might be able to steal a victory in Philadelphia the first game of the season because Philadelphia is celebrating their championships and getting their rings and the whole nine yards. You might be able to sneak up on them, catch them off guard. And Philadelphia's like, oh, we'll win at the end. But like midseason, you get to October, you lose a few games right there. Don't lose three in a row. And I'm talking about Shotty. I'm not talking about Pickens. Pickens, he's going to be wondering about his money if the team is upside down on the victory column. But the other guys on the roster, they're going to start tuning him out if they're not winning. If they lose four in a row, three or four in a row, and how they lose it, don't let it be close, heartbreaking losses like the Rangers right now. See, they respect Bochy in that Ranger locker room because most of those guys want a ring with Bochy, but also Bochy's got the rings. Unless you are a coach with rings, you're not going to get these modern athletes' attention through the hard times. They will tune you the F out. So I'm hoping that doesn't happen to Shotty because he has no rings. He's been on staffs. He's not been the head coach and won a Super Bowl. And even Mike McCarthy had a ring And he had no help in the last season when everybody hurting. You know what I'm saying? They might have gone to war for him, but you got to have some rings to keep a team's attention if you're not Jimmy Johnson, hard-nosed Bill Parcells, that kind of coach.
Yeah, it's a whole reputation thing. I mean, the guys need to know they can trust you to be the leader of a winning team. And until you have that reputation, it's going to be harder to hold a team together through tough times. So I think Shoddy's the type of guy to do it, though.
I really do too. I'm hoping for him. I'm hoping the success, but that's going to be the test. You said, what's going to be the test? It's not going to be Pickens. It's going to be if there's a low midseason where, say, the Cowboys are 1-3 or 2-3. And it's like, whoa, they've lost three in a row here. What's going on? And then guys don't want to talk. No comment. No comment. No comment. That's when you're going to tell. And the other thing about George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb, I've said this a number of times, the Cowboys running back by committee room, it might be a notch better than last year, but you got to make sure you establish that run game. And not because you're a running team or you run first or you got the weapons to do so. You've got to be able to make the defensive coordinators get into the box sometimes, because Dak Prescott is turnover adverse. And that's a good thing, because he knows the talent of his arm. It's not insane talent. He knows he's good and he's very smart. So he's not throwing into coverage, especially with guys he don't trust. And I'm not saying he trusts CD. Pickens just got there. He thinks he's going to trust Pickens. These other guys, you know, the ones that have been on the roster already, or, you know, he was hurt last year. Dak was. He don't know how well they're going to play.
And if they establish the run this season, it is going to be very heavily focused on that offensive line too. Because this you don't have a solid running back room, but you don't have a running back room that's going to be able to carry a below average offensive line to a good run game.
Exactly. The offensive line, they're saying the offensive line is going to be, put the attention on the offensive line. They're going to, and to me, if you establish the run, offensive linemen, they don't like to pass protect. They like to push. They like to shove. They like a running game, so you can just push these guys out of the way, not be backing up and being like, you know, ballet dancers, dancing bears and trying not to get caught for holding. They don't like to be in that all the time.
Can't dominate a D-line in pass protection.
Thank you. Yeah. They want to get those defensive linemen tired. So try to establish the run. You can have a two-back situation. Jaden Blue, I think he's great, but I don't think he can take punishment on a regular basis. He cannot be a feature back. He can be a tandem back, and he might, you know, get to be good at what he does and, you know, get the other gear that everybody's excited about. Mm. But, you know, they're going to have to establish that. Yep, and it can't just be swing passes. No, you got to run the damn ball. So I'm hoping all of those things come together. And as far as George Pickens and CD, I'm glad they're friends, because that helps, because then they won't be mad at each other and count each other's targets, touches, catches, yards. And Jerry and Steven, if Pickens doesn't get his 1,000 yards, you better figure something out.
Oh, he's absolutely got a number in mind, for sure.
Uh-huh.
For sure.
All right. Coming up next, we got some college football, because Big 12 Days was up at the Star in Frisco, and they did an off-the-record survey of who's going to be the winner of the Big 12, the conference rankings. This is coming up next. Plus, we're going to wrap, get you ready for that Rangers-Angels finale next on 105.3 The Fan.
If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They've got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Silverados, Tahoes, Blazers, Malibus, Equinox, and more. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive, relax, and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
Thanks, Jacob Ray, a.k.a. New Guy Jake. I'm Chris Arnold in for Fred and Blake. Fred is on tomorrow morning with replacing Sean while he takes care of his daughter on with the RJ and Choppy show. That's right. It'll be RJ and Choppy and, of course, Pepe in the Pimp Cup. Blake, by the way, is still in Europe. He's somewhere on a Greek island. He's going to tell us a little about his adventures when he gets back. Meanwhile, out in Las Vegas, we've been telling everybody we're going to keep you updated on this Cooper Flag game. The Mavericks are leading the Lakers with 6.5 minutes left to play in the second quarter. Mavericks 26, the Lakers 23. And while we were doing the commercial break, I'm watching Bronny guarding Cooper Flagg. Yeah, LeBron's son, Bronny. He's the point guard for the Lakers. He's guarding Cooper Flagg, and he fouls him. He's trying to steal the ball from him. And then, of course, the Mavericks inbound the ball to Cooper Flagg. He switches the shot over his punkin' head. It was sweet. You got some numbers for him?
Yes, sir, I do. So he's in 11 minutes of gameplay. He's got 8 points, one rebound, one steal, 4 of 11 shooting. So he's getting some shots up. 0-for-3 from three, unfortunately. 0-for-1 from the free throw line. But
that's all right. We're keeping up with
Cooper
Flagg.
He's on pace for the predictions. So we're good.
His first ever game in a Mavericks uniform. And by the way, the Mavericks and the Lakers, like I said, this is the first game for the Mavericks in the summer league. The Mavericks are going to play the Lakers again in Las Vegas in a preseason game. You might even see Luka in that game versus Cooper Flagg. Maybe. It's preseason. And then they've actually got the Mavericks and the Lakers playing in that NBA Cup. You know, that midseason tournament where the winner goes to Las Vegas, and they get to win the NBA Cup. I think the Lakers won it last year, the year before.
I think it was 2 years ago, yeah.
Two years ago?
I think the Bucks won last year.
Yeah, the Bucks won last year.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. And speaking of interesting, on our fan hotline, we got a very special guest calling in all the way from New York City. Shy, is that you? Shy, is that you? Champion, Hello? Is that you?
That's me. What's going on, everybody?
Oh, my goodness. Let me formally introduce you. For those who don't know, on our hotline, we've got the reigning IBF bantamweight world champion, Sharetta Metcalf from Oak Cliff, Sharetta.
Yes, yes.
I'm so proud of you. We are so proud of you. You are fighting tomorrow night in Madison Square Garden on the undercard of that Netflix all-female boxing card. How does it feel? You back in action again.
Man, I'm so grateful and I'm so happy right now that I get to have this opportunity to really shine on the most historic of all women's card. I'm one of the three fights that's going for undisputed. So, you know, I am coming to get all the belts.
That's right. Collecting those belts. And you're taking them, was it Shanika Johnson?
Yes, yeah, Shanika Johnson from Australia. She's the WBA world champion.
Well, I can't wait for this to happen. We will be watching.
Soon to be former world champion.
Like I said, I love the fact that you're making a name for yourself. And like I said, Oak Cliff is represented, especially with women's sports. And I said, look at Sha'Carri Richardson. And now you're going to be saying Sharetta Metcalf. And by the way, Derek James, your trainer, that's my guy. So I'm so proud of you and him. And everybody's doing some boxing and doing their sports thing worldwide out of Dallas-Fort Worth.
Well, he's not my trainer. We are good friends.
Oh, okay.
But my trainer is a female. Yeah, I have a head trainer. She's a female. Her name is Christine Lopez. And she's here in Dallas.
Christine.
She's a Team USA Olympic coach.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And sometimes I'll be over there with Derry. He's just definitely a good friend of mine.
Excellent, excellent. And I also understand you were looking at the big picture. Not only you got your boutique and salon and your personal trainer and all that, you started your own workout clothing line for women, Elite Essence?
Yes, Elite Essence, Activewear, powered by you.
That is excellent. Well, like I said, good luck tomorrow night.
A men line is coming out too. A men line is also coming out too. So I have to think about my guys out there.
Sharetta, I can't thank you enough for being on the show. Unfortunately, your phone line was cutting out, so I'm going to have to let you go anyway. But you know we're going to be watching you on Netflix tomorrow night. Thanks for representing so well. Most definitely. You take care.
Alrighty.
And knock her out. Whatever you have
sure
to do. Thanks, champ. We'll talk to you later. We got a chance to get her on. I'm so glad. Jake, thanks for making that happen. Come on. Here we go. All right. Before we get out of here, got a couple of things. The Big 12 media days were going on. Big 12 is no longer 12. It's not only 11. It was 11 last year. It is now 16.
Big 16.
The Big 16. And they had an unofficial survey, a poll of the media on who's going to win this thing. Give me the teams and let's chop it up.
All right. So, they went around to different media members at Big 12 media day. So here's what it ended up being. Number one is K-State.
Okay, the Wildcats.
I think they were first last year as well.
Did Deuce Vaughn vote on that? Because he's up there at the Star all the time, too.
Man, he probably did.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he did.
Number two,
the surprise of last season. They came in actually on the poll as last year. They're in at number two this year, the Arizona State Sun Devils.
Okay. In fact, they don't have, what's their running back's name?
They don't got Scadaboo anymore.
Scadaboo's gone. So they ain't going to win it.
They got Jordan Tyson, though. Allen alum. Shout out.
They're dangerous. And I love their coach. Yeah. Their head coaches. He's
got fire.
He's got fire.
Yeah, I love him.
No Colorado? Where's Deion? Where's Prime?
Ooh, you're not going to like this one. Colorado's coming tied for ninth.
Well, they lost Hunter and they lost Shador.
Mm-hmm.
So they got new quarterbacks and they're good. Deion said they got a better team. They just don't have the same talent. They got a better team though, overall.
Yeah. Yeah, they got more depth.
Where's Texas Tech?
Number four.
All right, guns up.
Top four. I think the top four teams also are tied for the same odds to win.
Where's Baylor?
Baylor's number three.
Okay.
Some of the surprises, BYU's at eighth. They were at the top a lot last year.
Yeah.
Kansas, shout out Fred Davis. They're at ninth. Oklahoma State, 13th.
And, Coach grew his mullet back. He's trying to fire him up again.
Okay.
The mullet is back. Go ahead.
And bringing it in at 16 is the UCF Golden Knights. So,
all right.
Solid from start to finish.
All right. We'll keep an eye on that situation, see how it develops. Those teams, of course, trying to go to the college football playoff. Maybe they'll take two or three of them. You never know. They've expanded this year. Okay. The Texas Rangers about to go into action a little bit later on next hour. Top of the hour, we got the pregame show. And this is the last game of this series in L.A. against the Angels. They're trying to avoid the gentleman's sweep. They got blown out. They've been hitting the ball well. They just haven't been pitching well lately. And who we have on the mound tonight? We've got
Patrick Corbin.
Corbin, yep. He's been pretty good. Two runs over six hits over six innings, 7-4 win over San Diego. That was his last start on Saturday. He's 2-0 with a 4.87 ERA. The guy they're going against, he hadn't won since like April. Talking about Jack Kochanowicz, he's about done. At the same time, keep this in mind. The Rangers got to have their bats, and they must win against the Astros, and they must win against the Detroit Tigers when they finish. You have the starting lineup by chance?
Yeah, I do. I'm going to go Cooper Flagg style real fast. All right, batting first, Josh Smith. Batting second, Corey Seager. Third, Marcus Semien. Fourth, Adolis Garcia. Fifth, Jonah Heim. Sixth, Wyatt Langford. Seventh, Evan Carter.
Coming up next on 105.3 The Fan.
And rounding out at nine, Alejandro Asuna.
Oh, okay, good. They're all coming up next. I like that batting order. Let's see if the bats still go through because Brett Boone, he's got them hitting. They out hit. They've outscored the Angels in this series. The pitching has just disappeared. And I'll say this one more time again. If the Rangers can't win that series against the Astros, cannot win that series against the Detroit Tigers on the other side of the All-Star break, I don't know what they're going to do because CY is not going to help them. He's not going to bring any help. He's going to ride with what he's got. But I think because these losses have been so close, it's been gut-wrenching losses, and you hadn't been able to trust the offense, you can definitely trust your pitching, especially when you're going into the playoffs. But the bats have got to be there. If they can hit the ball, they might have a chance. Otherwise, it's toast. We'll see if they beat the Angels next on 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.